For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 479th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Let's go back to the Sales Whisperer way, shall we? This is, we'll go through a couple chapters, still working from the beginning of the book. But this is from page 20, and it's the introduction. On September 1st, 2006, I was watching The Dog Whisperer and heard Cesar Millan's tagline, "I rehabilitate dogs and train their owners." I sat up in my chair and thought, that's what I do, except I rehabilitate salespeople and train their managers. I remember the date because I immediately logged on to GoDaddy and bought the domain name, thesaleswhisperer.com. Not 10 days later, I was contacted by someone to buy the name from me. I'm sure glad I said no. At the time, I was about a year into building the foundation for the Sales Whisperer. I knew what I wanted it to be, and I knew I would get there, but I wasn't exactly sure how. That's what makes salespeople such a fundamental part of any economy. We have the faith, the courage, the optimism, the madness to leave our homes and venture into the unknown to make a sale so our company can keep its doors open, employees and vendors paid, and our families fed. Now I have the confidence and the time to jot a few ideas on paper. This started as a compilation of my newsletter / musings I call The Weekly Whisper. You can subscribe for free at weeklywhisper.com. But for now, enjoy this compilation of my best ideas as put forth between 2007 and 2018 in The Weekly Whisper. When you see concepts and ideas mentioned repeatedly, it means they are important, which is why I repeat them. Think of it as my way of stomping my foot at the front of the classroom and saying, this will be on the test of business success. I'll go sell something. Page 21, take a leap of faith. In the summer of 1997, I had it all. 2 degrees from 2 great colleges, no college debt, a wife that loved me, a newborn son, another son on the way, but we didn't know it yet. A 3-bedroom house on a golf course with a view of the bay. My house payment and bills were paid for. We had 100% medical coverage for my entire family for free. I lived 5 minutes from my office. We had every other Friday off. The golf club membership was $400 per year. My retirement pay was guaranteed. An annual raise was guaranteed. In September 1997, I left it all behind to move into a 2-bedroom upstairs apartment to a city where the only people I knew were my dad and stepmom, to take a commissioned sales job with a stipend that didn't cover my bills and decreased every month. Hello, turmoil, chaos, uncertainty, rejection, bottom of the totem pole, and the foundation of my future sales success. Leaving it all behind is not for everyone, but I knew if we got much more settled in to the Air Force officer career, it would be too hard to leave. Deep down, I knew I was a bit of a rebel. I wanted to be paid for my production and effort, not just for time on the job. It paid off, but it was not easy. It has been a bumpy road. I am still learning and growing and experimenting, but I'm doing it on my own schedule with the people and partners of my choosing, and I'm doing it my way on my terms, working from home in shorts and flip-flops, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Listen to your little voices. Follow your gut. Be bold. Make your move and always remember that failure is an event, not a person. And until you fail, you won't know your limits. Ready to jump in? P.S. 23 years later, I'd say the jump was worth it. Wouldn't you? I know Tabitha thinks so. And Tabitha is a testimonial. So throughout the book, I've sprinkled these in. And if for no other reason, get the book to see how I did this. Because when you write your book, you should have your testimonial sprinkled in. Okay? But this is an actual testimonial. It says, before I even got home, I did what you taught. As a result, I have doubled my membership numbers, did $3,200 in my first webinar. This put a fresh wind in my business. I raised prices on my planner 423%, and it's now my best-selling product. You gave a backbone to this spineless work-at-home mom. Seriously, you rock. So make sure you have testimonials in there. All right? I'll go sell something. All right. So moving right along. I had to find my book in my computer. You know, as I'm rereading this, I'm finding typos, grammatical things I want to change and tweak. And I pondered re-recording maybe the ending, because if you listen closely, or even not too closely, you'll hear Maisie barking towards the end there. But oh well, let's leave it in for now, shall we? I'm going to hop ahead because I've already recorded the I Believe chapter. So you may want to go back a couple of episodes and find that one. But, you know, skipping ahead to page 28, this chapter is titled Make Every Sale. When I say that, in order to make any sale, you must make every sale, here's a case in point. I get 5 to 10 pitches a day from PR firms who want me to interview their client on the sales podcast. When I see a personal message, it gets my attention, and it makes an impression. This email started off fine, but then I see sales podcast, comma, the. And so I've got a screenshot here that shows Wes, comma, I have a story I think sales podcast, the, would want to cover. Duh. I knew immediately that this was a blast sent with merge fields, and they did a poor job of editing their CSV file when uploading to their marketing automation tool. I scrolled to the bottom, found the unsubscribe, and just like that, I'm no longer a lead for them. Could they look me up and mail me a letter or call me? Sure. But when someone is too lazy to edit their data upload, 999 times out of 1,000, they are too cheap and lazy to mail me a letter or call me. To make any sale, you must make every sale. Now go sell something. And that's what I mean when I say make every sale. It doesn't mean you're going to close everybody every time and get money from them. In an ideal world, yes, that would be great. Now, the reality is when I work with folks, you tend to send out fewer proposals, but you close a higher percentage of them faster at higher prices. Because when you're focusing on the little things, the big things happen more readily, i.e. the sale. But again, to make any sale, you must make every sale. Is your CSV file uploaded and merged correctly? What is the content? What's the subject? What is the call to action? Okay, are you rude? Are you persistent? Are you polite? Are you professional? Do you do a little bit of homework? Do you mention something about my business? Do you reference a previous episode? Do you pay me a sincere compliment? Do you send me a referral? Maybe you make a recommendation for me on LinkedIn, and now I look you up and go, whoa, who the heck is this person? Very few people do that. They just pitch and pitch and pray. Okay, but hope is not a strategy. So to make any sale, you must make every sale. Now go sell something. Moving right along to page 29, determination. War is an ugly thing, but not the ugliest of things. The decayed and degraded state of moral and patriotic feeling which thinks that nothing is worth war is much worse. The person who has nothing for which he is willing to fight, nothing which is more important than his own personal safety, is a miserable creature and has no chance of being free unless made and kept so by the exertions of better men than himself. John Stuart Mill. John was not a soldier. He was a philosopher. This letter is not about war. It's about entrepreneurship. I lead off with this quote because it is my all-time favorite from college. Where did I learn such a quote? In the foothills of the Rockies at the Air Force Academy during the summer of 1988. Freshmen had to memorize and deliver on demand all of the quotes and facts in this little booklet called Contrails at any time and any place that any upperclassman asked us to. After all these years, it still resonates in my mind and in my soul. Today, we are at war, literally and economically. Buy me a beer, and I'll tell you what I think of the shooting war. Keep reading, and I'll tell you how to thrive during the fiscal war. When I moved to SoCal in December of 2004, everyone from friends to family to the waitress at Denny's was telling me to buy real estate. It's California real estate. You can't go wrong. It's growing to the moon. This time it's different. No money down, no doc, interest-only loans. Just get in and get rich. I nodded. I smiled. I congratulated them on their wisdom and pending riches. Then I rented. Fast forward to 2009. The market dropped 60% in my little Temecula Valley. The last Chamber of Commerce mixer could have been held in my garage. Empty car dealer lots collect tumbleweeds and graffiti. And I kept renting. And people I warned scratched their heads and looked at me differently. And it's not because of my cowboy boots in California. Was I lucky? Nope. Was I informed? Yep. Was my timing perfect? Nope. Was it close enough to save $450,000? Yep. Did I sometimes question my decision when my neighbors were living large? Yep. Are my neighbors now gone, leaving behind green pools and brown yards? Oh, yeah. The language of the markets. Markets have languages that can be read and understood after great study and pondering and discussions amongst and between fellow ponderers. Would you like to know what my fellow ponderers see happening now? Would you like to be able to hear the language of the markets tomorrow so you can build your business bigger, better, and more bulletproof to scoop up the countless opportunities that always exist? You and I know the world is A, not compromised of better people than ourselves, and B, not going to just roll over and hand us the future we know we deserve. So say goodbye to easy money and stop seeking it. Acknowledge you have something worth fighting for, which is our personal and entrepreneurial and financial freedom. Get to work. Harder than before, but with a clearer vision, with focused steps, with the support of your crazy, optimistic peers, with the guidance of experts in sales, marketing, business. I'll do my bestest to be that expert peer as you read on. Be prepared to be called nuts, irrational, unrealistic, maybe even batshit crazy. Welcome to the club. Page 32. Life's too short for follow-up calls. Since 2006, I've been working on my USP, unique selling proposition. In a nutshell, it's part tagline, part mission statement, part elevator pitch, all rolled up into something short and sweet, pithy, memorable, and impactful. And like anything in life, good ones are hard to create. Then around 2008, this tagline slash USP came to me. And it not only resonated with me, but with other sales professionals, sales managers, business owners, and entrepreneurs I knew. It resonated because we've all seen our Outlook calendars full of tasks or self-set appointments to follow up with some prospect that has blown us off. Those amorphous, ambiguous, one-sided appointments just waste our time, the prospect's time, and wear us down. But Wes, follow-ups are important. I read that we need to have 7 to 12 touches or follow-ups with a prospect before they buy. But now you're saying I shouldn't follow up? What the hell? Are you crazy? I need a drink. You're right. It does take more touches to win over a prospect. But if you have a mutually agreed-upon date to get back in touch, you are not, quote, following up. You are calling in or arriving for your set appointment. Sure. Some say it's semantics and I'm just mincing words, but stick with me for a moment. If I call you and you tell me I'm just not ready yet, or now's not a good time, and I say, not a problem, when would you like me to get back in touch? Most salespeople would accept a blow-off, such as tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next quarter. Instead of accepting that non-committal answer, press for a specific date and time. Tomorrow? No problem. What time works for you? Sure, they may be in a rush at that moment, but aren't we all? And is their time any more valuable than yours? Stand your ground and ask for a time. 2 p.m. tomorrow? Got it. I'll call you at 2 tomorrow. Have a good day. Now, when I call her back at 2 p.m. tomorrow, I'm not following up. We have an appointment. When the gatekeeper, receptionist, executive assistant asks, may I ask what this call is regarding, or is she expecting your call? You can honestly reply with, yes, I'm calling for our 2 p.m. appointment. See the difference? Your demeanor will be different. Whomever answers the phone will treat you differently. The prospect will be more respectful of your time. Everyone wins. As an added bonus, if the prospect stands you up, you can leave a voicemail message that says, "I was just calling in for our 2 p.m. appointment. Please let me know when you'd like to resume our conversation." You now have the moral high ground because they stood you up for an appointment they agreed to have. Now do you understand why I say life's too short for follow-up calls? Now, page 33, you gotta see my wimpy salesman with the big phone. You gotta do it, okay? I'll go sell something. Page 34, reaching the stars. 36 years, 29 days ago, a 1,588-pound, or 721.9-kilogram, blinking gizmo was perched precisely 157 feet, 47.8 meters, atop enough nitrogen tetroxide, aerozine, liquid oxygen, and liquid hydrogen to drown Huel in Breaking Bad. Why? To go where no man has gone before. Back then, August 20th, 1977, regular gas was just 62 cents per gallon. Remember regular gas? So nobody cared much about miles per gallon. But all of that fuel, 24,900 gallons in just one stage of a Titan IIIe Centaur, was lit on fire to propel the blinking gizmo to where no man or woman has gone before. The gizmo was the Voyager 2 satellite, which passed Pluto and departed our heliosphere. In other words, Elvis has left the building. So, the Voyager 2 satellite has traveled over 11 billion, that's 11 billion miles, and it is still going 36 years later, with no more than 16 minutes of fuel at any time. That's 441,767 miles per gallon. And you thought the Chevy Volt got good mileage. That's wonderful, Wes, I guess. But why are you telling me this? Have you been helping one of your 22 children with their science fair project or something? I tell you this to encourage you to continue developing your plans that may still be on the launch pad or just in the design phase. The beginning and the planning and the behind-the-scenes toiling are the hardest part of any new endeavor. NASA's budget in 1977 was $11,668,000 in 2007 dollars. So go easy on yourself if you're still bootstrapping your own launch. It takes a big effort for a focused amount of time to build momentum. What you do today and tonight and in the early morning hours tomorrow can carry you through the rest of your life. But you have to plot a course, set a goal, begin the work, and stick with it through to launch. Because until you launch, you don't know how good or bad your idea is. Heck, even with all that money, NASA had 1 out of 7 launches fail. If you need some help, let me know. Keep building, like Lori. Lori Bryant gave me this testimonial. "It was so great meeting you at the Digi." That was a conference I spoke at in San Diego a few years back. "Thank you so much for your session. I learned so much and can't wait to sit down and go over my notes and work on my business plans. I'm especially grateful that I had the chance to meet you before my upcoming speaking engagement. My plan for my talk has entirely changed, and I know it's going to be so much more profitable now. You are such an inspiration. I'm very blessed to have heard your story and met you. Thanks again." So then she emailed me, like, I think 2 weeks later. Her talk was literally coming up. She emailed me, so I added the PS. "I converted 38 out of my 88 on my very first talk. That's 43% of the room. I feel so encouraged and even more motivated about getting out there and speaking again." And so when I heard from her, she felt bad. She thought I had said something in my talk about like closing like 90% of the room or something. And I was like, "What are you talking about? You know, 38 out of 88 is phenomenal." So pay close attention, and you don't always exactly hear what you hear. So sometimes go listen again or get another perspective. So it was great getting that from her. And, you know, I've got a lot of these testimonials and you need to be gathering them. Okay, I can say I'm good. I help people grow. I can help you with your talk. I can help you grow more sales. I can help you with your membership site. I can help you raise your prices. Yeah. I'll say that. But when you have 1 and 2 and 10 and 20 and 50 people saying that, you know, I have over an hour of video testimonials playing on my website. Okay, that doesn't happen by accident. You have to ask for them. You've got to record them. You've got to compile them. So get your ask in gear. All right. So you always hear me talking about this. But look, as this goes live, I'm launching the 5 in January, the 5.us. 5 people, 5 weeks, focused effort to help you grow your sales. If you're interested, go check that out. If it's too much money for you, then check out the Implementors, theimplementors.com. I will help you grow your sales. All right. I haven't mentioned this. I always mention it on the CRM Sushi podcast, but I do have that podcast. And I've got a service called the CRM Butler, crmbutler.com. So if you need help with your software, that could be good for you, especially if you're a HubSpot user. It's unlimited support for a flat fee. So check that out, thecrmbutler.com. Thanks for listening. Now really, go sell something.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.